Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we are sipping on a brand that we've had before. Well, we had one of their whites. And so today we are sipping on a Merlot, and it's Noble Vines 181 Merlot. And so according to the website, it says it has aromas of blackberry, vanilla, cocoa nibs, hints of cinnamon and nutmeg spices, and then subtle flavors of ripe plum and blackberry, which help bring smoothness to its full bodied wine. And it has soft tannins, which Sheree can always appreciate.
I'm very happy.
Sheree loves a soft tannin.
I like non-existent tannins, like... Yeah.
I like a heavy tannin. Heavy tannin all the way. But I do like this wine. I think it's a pretty classic Merlot, if you ask me. It's not like super special as far as Merlots go, but it's tasty. So like, I'll drink it, you know.
I mean, it's a very light drink. It's not anything that makes you pucker your face up. It's literally something that you're like, it's a red wine. Like, to me, this is an okay red wine okay is in not okay, like, oh, it's average or mediocre. I'm like, it's good. This is something that, like getting a wine, and it's 14%, like, sheesh. Like, it's to be 14%, it's definitely something that you'd be like, all right, this is enough.
And it's Sasha and Sheree approved. Yeah, we love our 14% wines. So we talked about this on our Vino Corner a little bit for our Sip Squad folks. If you are trying to really get your most bang for your buck when it comes to alcohol content in wine, you want to start going towards the red wines, because you'll find good 14. We found most of our wines are consistently 14, 14.5. We've even had a couple of 15.
I think
the only 16 we've had was that hard charge. 19 crimes is something else.
19 crimes. Do you understand?
I don't know what they did to that wine.
Also, my brother finally got it to work. You know, speaking of that, when my brother got the little living thing to work, basically she stole something. For her family, because it was hard, times were hard, so she stole like a piece of meat, and they sent her away for apple.
And they sent her to Australia.
Poor thing.
I don't know what they did in that wine to make it 16%, but because whites they typically aren't super strong.
They poured into it.
This one is, yeah, they definitely did. This one is 14% though, so you know, we appreciate it. So this episode comes out, of course, today is in podcast timing. Today is December 23rd. So it's the day before Christmas Eve. We're not recording this during Christmas time, but it's actually the day after.
We're going to be festive.
But we are going to, in as much as
technically
the festive
this
mood,
is the Christmas season based on the damn calendars that everyone be having. Because Thanksgiving is over.
Season.
It's like December 1st to, you know, November 1st all the way till, you know, the November, you know, whatever day, the day before Thanksgiving. Then there's Thanksgiving. And then it goes right back to Christmas. I don't subscribe to that calendar.
It's like a Puerto Rican calendar. It's like November 1st through whatever date Thanksgiving falls on, Christmas, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas again.
It was like, we do celebrate Thanksgiving. Right there on that day.
Yeah. Right there.
It's Christmas if you ask anyone's calendar.
So it is the day before Christmas Eve. And we just wanted to talk about, we thought we would have a little bit of fun this episode. We wanted to talk about our holiday traditions and what we do and what we hope to do as parents and as moms with kids who are just now starting to understand like what Christmas is. So now when he sees all of the lights outside, whenever we go to Target or anything, he's like, oh, it's Christmas here. And it's like, no, I mean, it's not Christmas here. They're just kind of getting ready for it. Like,
Brendan likes the lights too, but like, he's just like, we don't do a lot in our house. So for him, he's just like,
But I did you grow family. Up doing a lot?
We grew up having a tree. Funny enough, we grew up having a real tree. Like, I don't know how I got away from that, but we grew up having a real tree, decorating it. Yeah, that's about it. We didn't do much. Yeah, we had a tree. We had a tree. And I mean, but so, it was like for us, we didn't have tradition. Well, we have one tradition that still holds true as a family. And that is that that happened when we got older. We didn't have a lot of stuff like going around to see or do different events or anything like that. When it snowed, we would make a snow family. That happened every year. Or snow angels in a snow family. So that happened. And I forget that these things actually did. I was like, oh, shoot, we did. But we would have fun like that. And then every year we would watch the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That is our family tradition. Oh, my gosh. We sit down as a family, like my brother. Well, even when we left home, we all came back. And whenever it comes on, we're like sitting there laughing as if this shit is not the first time. Like we are sitting here like, yes, so we still quote it.
We watch A Christmas Story. Because, you know, on TBS or TNT, it comes on for like 24 hours. Like they play it back to back to back.
See, I didn't do A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. My dad loved A Christmas Story. Like he would literally leave it up on the TV all day long. But we actually, like in my family, we do have a lot of, not necessarily like the season, but definitely like on Christmas, like growing up. So as most Spanish households do, we actually celebrate on Christmas Eve. We like all of our celebration is on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day for a lot of Spanish people is just another day.
It's just recovery from Christmas.
Pretty much. So we when I grew up, we a lot of my Christmases were spent back and forth between home and going to New York to visit my grandmother. But Christmas Eve is when we have Christmas Eve dinner. So we would always have essentially whatever we have for Thanksgiving is what we have for Christmas. That's our Christmas dinner. And then we always opened up gifts on Christmas Eve. So all of our presents and everything got opened Christmas Eve. And the way that we did it in my family, and I don't even know how this started. My cousins lived with us for a while and we started opening presents from youngest to oldest. With the exception of my dad, he would always go last. My dad was not the oldest. My mom's actually the oldest. And so it would always be like, I got to open presents first. Or no, my cousin opened presents first because he was the youngest. Then me, my
you
other cousin.
You opened all your gifts, like all of them? Or is it like
all
one
of
at
them.
A time?
Like we did
so
one at a time.
All of his gifts.
Yep, we did
all
one
of
at
your
a time.
Cousin's gift.
Yep. So
everybody got the spotlight.
Then it would be me, my older cousin, my aunt, my uncle, my mom, and then my dad. So we would do it that way. And then, but before we could open presents, something that was always really weird, my dad, because he knew we normally started opening presents around 8 o'clock. So after we finished eating, food settled and everything like that, we always had to wait for everybody to be in the living room before we could open presents.
Oh, you said 8 o'clock, so girl. You said 8 o'clock. And in my mind, I thought in the morning, because once again, my brain goes to morning. And then I said, 8 o'clock p.m. p.m. You said, I said, food settled. The fuck time are you getting up to eat? I'm sorry.
My dad would always go and hide because he knew we couldn't open presents until everybody was in the living room. So he would randomly like sneak out and be like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom or something like that. Or like if we were in the middle of the conversation, next thing you know, he's gone. And then me and my cousin.
And of course
like,
you can.
Well, where did he go? And we can't open presents. So the older I got, he did this well into me being like an adult. Because then my younger cousins and stuff started trying to find him. But he would, the places that this man hid, like one year, and my mom has a deck in the backyard and she has all of her furniture covered with like, you know, furniture covered. I think that year it snowed. Like it was freezing outside. And when I was older at one point, my dad, he got into a motorcycle accident and lost his leg. So mind you, he had his crutches on or he had a fake leg on at this point. And he is outside underneath this, like one of these chairs, hiding. And then, finally we found him and he's like laughing his ass off because he's like, it's
that
fucking
is
freezing
so
outside.
That is
we would do it
so
like that.
Cute.
And he would, we would, once we found him, we would then open all our presents, like we said, and then we would spend the rest of the night and playing like Uno.
I need
so that
Richard
was our
to
big...
take to, I need him to pick up this mantle. That is the cutest thing I can ever, like, I mean, truly the cutest thing. But no, like, yeah, that's one of those we would say like, and then you would finally do it.
We would always play Uno and play like the real way, like the way the directions say, like points and everything like that. And it would always be heated games of Uno because we play, if you've ever played like real Uno, like there's pairs, you play in a team, there's points to
it.
Oh,
you mean like the real, like by the book, like
yeah,
full
so
fledged instructions
like that. And I remember like growing up and like my dad and my uncle were on a team. And I think I want to say my uncle was like with Uno and he had a blue card and he was like, I'll be right back. He went up to my mom's bathroom, put on blue eyeshadow, came and sat back down and was like, you know, blinking, trying to get my dad to call the color blue because that's what he had in his.
What the hell? I love it.
That's what a lot of my holiday traditions were growing up. It was
yeah. So like we had the Christmas story, like not the Christmas story, we had a Christmas carol. So that was like mine. And I mean, I don't know why I love a Christmas carol, the black and white one, as well as the Scrooge like McDuck one.
What about the one with what's his name? Shit, the guy from Ghostbusters. And Groundhog Day.
Oh, Bill Murray. Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I don't even know is that recent?
No, it's the old one. It's a good one.
I don't know. You know what? I probably have seen all versions of them like over the years, but like that's the thing. So my family doesn't have a whole lot of traditions in terms of things that we did. Like I know that when I was younger, my parents tried to stick with the Santa thing I never was like a person, like if you ask me if I remember believing in Santa, I don't, because apparently, as the story goes, I caught them. Like I came downstairs when like it was my brother and my parents and my brother were wrapping gifts and something. And I came downstairs kind of like, you know, I was asleep and woke up and was like, the hell y'all, you know, what's up? And yeah. They were like, oh, they tried to lie on the fly. They were like, we're helping Santa. And I turned and said, no, you're Santa. And I walked away.
I was such a naive child because I believed in Santa till I was like 13.
What?
Because my parents never told me that Santa wasn't real. And I remember when I was 13, I went to my mom and was like, Santa's not real, is he? And my mom was just like, no, I'm sorry. Because they never had a conversation with me that he's not real.
See, and that's the thing. After, I guess, I was so young when I discovered that Santa, I don't know how old I had to be like 6 or 7 because like,
I would come up with reasons. Oh, like he can go to different time. Like he can fly all over the world because there's time zones. Like it's not like it's Christmas all at one time. But this should have been my clue. Y'all are going to hear this and be like, Sasha, you're dumb as fuck. Like you should have known Santa wasn't real. So Santa, you know, what do you leave out for Santa? Milk and cookies, right? That's what you leave out for Santa. Not at the Estrada household. In the Estrada household, Santa got Diet Pepsi and some donuts because my dad was the one who ate it.
Oh,
Sasha, I love your naivety. I do. It's endearing to me. Y'all, I promise you this is the first time I've heard this shit. So y'all are getting my true, real reactions.
Yeah, I would leave out Diet Pepsi and donuts for Santa.
See, I never did any of that. So like my traditions always were, well, number one, I know that because it was only like you're our only child, it was only two of us. So in terms of gifts, I got what I wanted. So there was never that big an issue. Even right now, even though I want more children, Brendan right now, I'm like, I don't see me buying gifts for him, not a lot, because he has between everybody who's getting a gift for him, I'm like,
that's what we struggle with.
Like, and that's it. And it's like I want to get him I see things that I want to get him that I want to get him personally. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, but he's already going to have so much stuff.
Yeah. Nah. And that's so when we went out, yeah. We were out the other day and Stogie was with us and he was saying something about Santa and I'm like, oh yeah, Santa's going to come and he'll bring you a gift. And Richard's like, yeah, Santa will bring you a gift, even though mommy and daddy work so hard to give you gifts.
Because I remember someone said, so look, what is their household? Yeah.
And they didn't do Santa.
I can believe that.
Yeah, it was very kind of.
And, Brandon and, the same way. Look, Brandon as his words, and you know.
We spent the money. We bought
it. No, it's not even, no. Brandon, it wasn't even that. It's not even that. He's like, so you mean tell me you think that, and I don't understand why I have such a woke child husband. Like, he was a woke child, but he was like, so you want me to believe that a white man is just walking around in the hood, jumping in the houses? And I said, no, Santa has always been white in these pictures. It was only recently that we still are getting the first black Santas in areas.
Can I say, though, that it does, y'all gonna hate me for this. To me, it makes sense that Santa's white because Santa comes from, like, the Nordic folk, like he a cold people. Like,
I mean, even the person it comes from, Saint Nick, is white. I mean, so I get it. I'm not saying that Santa has to be black, but here's the thing:
Jesus,
you're
was
not getting ready to explain. Jesus, yeah, was Jesus was Jesus not was Jesus, Jesus. And also, we already know that like Christmas is not like when he was born. We already know, like, we got it. It's okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I remember he said, I just knew that that wasn't just going to fly. And my family paid the money for it. I was like, I get that too. We didn't have the Santa because, once again, I don't remember when it was discovered, but I got everything I wanted. And we had a lot of togetherness for a family. So my traditions aren't the traditions of, like, we did things, like, specifically, but they were more so, we were always together as a family. Yeah. So it was only four of us, my mother, father, brother, and me. We were together and there was not a time that we don't come together. So yeah. It's like, that was the hard thing, even like moving away and coming back. I'm like, I have to be home. Like yeah. I spend the holidays at my parents' house.
So we talked a little bit about this though. Cause you said you didn't really grow up with having like a lot of traditions. Do you want to do that in your family? Like with you and Brenda?
So because I didn't have traditions, and I mean, and this is, and when I say that I didn't grow up with traditions or family traditions, I mean, like we're talking about summer. I'm talking about all like year round. There are no traditions. Like, we didn't do a family trip. We didn't do, like, the things that we did, I promise you, I don't remember when they were a thing, like traveling out of state. Apparently I visited many of places when I was a child. I'm like, so we just stopped. But like,
I feel so like your brother, like, yeah, probably got a lot of the good brother memories. Got all of the,
yeah, you know, see, exactly. He has the, like, oh yeah, we went to New Orleans and we was on the phone and running around. And he's like, oh yeah, we was running around in North Carolina. And I was like, what? He was like, well, you were crawling. I said, what? I have no memories of this because I don't have memories before three, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we would have, I want us to have all of that. I want us to do something seasonally. I want us to have a family trip. I want us to have something we do. Now, I will say what I have done is that I make sure I make it a point, like the first snowfall, we go outside. Brendan loves the snow. He loves he loves everything, like all weather. He likes snow, even though he don't like the cold, but he likes snow. He likes water. So like this, it's easy for me to do stuff because there's things that he loves. He loves to be in water. We do snow stuff and playing and running around out in the snow every time it's the first snowfall. So that's what I'm waiting on.
If that happens, you might have to find a new tradition because we might not have snow.
You're
this
right.
Much
but at the very least, like, we try to make sure that we go, like, I want to take him ice skating when the time like comes where he's old enough. You know, like, there are things that I enjoyed that, like, I grew up saying, these are events that I can do. That I'm like, I don't know. Oh, I want to take him to, like, ice. Like, we do the festival of the lights and everything. Light, I know that I have to get into it, but it also, I realize why it's so hard. It's hard for you when you're not looking to do those things or you don't see them as a thing. Like, even family pictures. Like, even family pictures. Nope.
We do those. We don't do them. Every year.
No. I promise you that, like, the family pictures I get, you know what family pictures we get? Whenever we're around and my mother-in-law, like, remembers, or some of us remember to sit down and take a photo together. There you go. We got a picture.
I think for me, because I don't have a lot of pictures of my family. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of individual pictures, right? Because somebody mm-hmm. had to take the picture. Like, I would be either with my mm-hmm. mom or with my dad, but not mm-hmm. a lot of us all together. And so, like, I decided very early that every year we were going to do a family picture. It goes onto our Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. And then we started last year. We did leave out milk and cookies for Santa. So he didn't really understand it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we do Three Kings Day as well, which is January 6th. Or 7th. I always forget which one. Mm-hmm. But we leave out grass for the camels that the three kings
You leave out what now?
Grass. Because the camels the camels eat the grass.
No. I got you. I just had to make sure. Like, I was like, wait, what? I remember you saying you celebrate Three Kings Day. And I know that you talked about this. I just didn't know that it involved leaving out some.
Three Kings Day, it's a special gift. So not really a toy or something like that. Like, for me as a girl, I would get jewelry a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. But it's something that's special. So I let Stokely go outside and, like, let's go get some grass so we can leave out, you know, for the three kings. And so we did that last year. And then, of course, we started, since he was born, we do the matching Christmas PJs that we wear for Christmas Eve.
We would do something like that. We would have, like, we would have our pajamas and everything. Like, we didn't have a matching, like, we wouldn't exactly always be, like, the matching.
Oh, no, I get matching
just now.
Ones.
I know you do. No. I'm just saying. That's one thing where I'm like, the most we would do is sometimes we would open up a gift the night before. And we just didn't hold any of those. We just didn't hold to any traditions. But so you're going to have, like, the thing that I worry about with Santa is, like, when do you stop? Because want him to be 13
and you just ask your mom.
I really need him to.
I think Sophie will probably be a little bit more up on it than I was.
I want you to know that he has two people in his life, a couple of people
I think that's what happens, is that kids will eventually tell them, and then it becomes more about, you know, Santa. What my mom told me is, you know, Santa represents the magic of the season, right? Like, it's, you know, somebody who's coming and bringing you gifts and, you know, just bringing this joy across the world and things like that. And so that's
I always like the joy part. It always creeped me out if someone's sneaking in your house, and this might be the black versus otherwise, but it was a black person. I've never been okay with a black person, with a person that just sneaks in your house at night. That is not wanted. That is not cool. I don't care if someone broke into my house. If someone came into my house and left me gifts, I'm worried. Why?
I get the
magic of it.
Yeah.
Well, I remember reading something.
For kids, it's like, oh, like, if I don't have a fireplace, like, Santa still finds a way to come. Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, I remember I told Santa, like, I wanted this, and then he gave it to me. But I
so
did
on
see...
that note, that's what I was going to say. On that note, the thing that I remember seeing is the problem with that is, with the Santa brought me these things, is that when you are less fortunate.
Yes.
And Santa doesn't bring you in.
I did see a thing on Facebook that's been going for the past couple of years. And mm-hmm. it's like, you know, if you're going to do Santa, let Santa bring the socks or the mm-hmm. sweater, or not the PS5 or the
real expensive
gifts.
The PS5 and all them.
What happens is kids then go to school, and then Santa bought me this really expensive thing, and then another kid whose parents can't afford that, they're like, well, how come Santa didn't buy me that? Because they don't understand yet. You know, they don't know that Santa's their parents.
And I know, and I saw a lot of people who were trying to rag on it, like, oh, whatever. And I'm like, no, it's a valid reasoning.
Yeah, it is.
Understanding. Like, I get that some people. Because here's the other thing. You are buying the gifts. It's not like, I don't understand why.
Like, if you're also of the opinion, like my husband, who's like, you know, mommy and daddy make money, like, why is Santa buying you gifts? Then it also makes sense. So you understand mommy and daddy bought you this expensive ass present. This won't some man in the sky that mm-hmm. just made it for you, because like
who you have to be good for, because like be good because of Santa. No, be good because I promise you
what we won't be doing in this household ever is Elf on the Shelf, because the idea that you have to, for the 25 days before Christmas, some little elf is watching you and that's why you have to be good. No, you're gonna be good for mommy because mommy says so, not for
you're gonna be
elf.
Good because I promise you, you don't want these problems, because if mommy tells you to do something on December 26th and you be like, well, actually I ain't got you, then you know what, if you want to, if you need to meet the king.
I heard somebody like in the store when we were coming out the store this past weekend, like somebody legit, their son who was clearly like 8 or 9 was like, I guess, acting up in the store, and she said, you need to get it together, like you need to stop acting like this, like I'm gonna tell Santa not to come if you keep acting like this. I'll be like, bitch, I will tell you, I ain't getting you nothing. Mommy and daddy ain't
gonna, exactly, at 8 or 9, like that's the thing, at like 8 or 9 when you're old enough to understand, like tell me what you want and I get it for you.
Yeah, no.
I know that there's the magic of it, but that's the other thing that I always think is, because I'm like, yeah, there is this whole like idea that like you have to be good, Santa. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole lot about it that I've never liked. He sees you when he's sleeping, he knows when you're awake. I'm like, this just does not sound like, I was always cynical. I was a very cynical child. So I was just like, y'all, like I was the person who was like, so y'all don't hear this.
My love of Harry Potter means that I love magic.
I had no problem with the magic part, but I'm just like, so
I think like, yeah, like for me now, so, and I think I'm sure I've told this story before, so mm-hmm. my dad passed away on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Which was obviously especially hard for my family, because Christmas Eve, as evident by the fact that my dad would hide and things like mm-hmm. that, was one of our favorite holidays. Like it really meant a lot mm-hmm. to us as a family. And so this Christmas Eve will be 10 years since my dad passed away, and for a long time it's been a struggle with how to continue to have and do our Christmas traditions and celebrate the way that we did when he was alive, because it's just more of an indicator that he's not there. Mm-hmm. But with Stokely being around makes it both easier and harder, I guess, at the same time, because I want to give him those same
feelings and happiness, memories.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and like all of that joy and everything that I felt growing up celebrating Christmas with my family and how much fun we would have. But then it's also like hard too, because it's a reminder that my dad isn't here. And so I think that's why I kind of go so hard with, you know, like, oh, we're going to leave out cookies and we're going
to
like,
you're trying to make sure that, and you know, you honor that. Yeah. Like that's how you honor your father, yeah, in a certain way. That's a way that you honor what you've had, the memories that you had, because at the very least, you might not be able to do everything, but you remember that feeling of growing up and those good feelings and happiness and everything. And you want him to feel that. That's understandable.
Yeah, and we've had to
Never stop that. I just will never do.
We've had to make our own Christmas holidays. Like we went from having like my whole family, like the extended family, would mm-hmm. celebrate Christmas together. And now that, you know, me and my cousins all have kids, and we were still doing an age order, and it was taking forever, because you're like, okay, Stokely's first and he's 2, and now my cousin who's 5, and now my cousin who's 8 and 10 and 14 and 17, and now it's my younger cousin and now me. Like it just took forever to do presents that way. So we started doing it just with my mom and my uncle come now for Christmas, and then us. And
y'all still do it an age order?
We do.
I like how she didn't say we didn't do the age order. What we did is we said, oh, let's just pare down this list like it's a wedding. No, you can't come. You can't come. You stay home. You go away.
Stokely goes first, and then it's me.
I love how you just like, oh no, we just cut people out of it. It wasn't that we were going to stop the order. We were just like, oh, way too many people. Y'all stay over there. Y'all do y'all order, we do ours, and then we like can come this together.
Year, I bought from Target, I got one of those little gingerbread decorating kits where like the gingerbread is actually it's already made and you just have to decorate it. And like my mom, I remember my mom and I like baking gingerbread, like actually making gingerbread. And
so
like,
I will say now that is something that I do want to do with like if you talk about things that I do want to do with Brendan, I want to do like gingerbread houses or like we did pumpkin decorating for Thanksgiving. I mean, yeah, not for Thanksgiving, for Halloween. Like those seasonal things, I can see me doing those. I can't see us doing a lot because Brandon is not really big on it. And I mean, we get that it's not a big thing for him, but he understands. Like I said, I recently told him, I said, I want us to do more, like just little things, because doing the little things is what matters. These big events, well, like it's cool for big events and like once a year stuff, but the things that he's going to eventually remember are like those,
the
like when we went to Zufari. Yeah, like when we went to Zufari and he was like able to get that daggone giraffe that he loves.
That's what I was going to say too, because if you notice everything that I said that I remembered, none of it was actual gifts that I got. It was my dad sitting here hiding. It was
your dad hiding. It was y'all like, playing Uno. It was you being around your family. And those are the things at the end of the day that we are talking about these memories that you want to create. So like, for example, like the blessing is that like Brendan has so like my brother and his family and my nephew, like he has them and he has my parents and he has his in-laws. They like, we have different things that we do. Like, I mean, I remember vividly this, you know, with Brendan being the one, the only and first godchild, I mean, grandchild on Brandon's side. Oh, he's spoiled to out of this world. Like Brandon's father, when he was born, got gifts. Like we were getting gifts, and I said, like, when I say we got gifts from November like 15th until New Year's, and we were so confused because he's like, oh yeah, some more gifts came today, and we were like, for what? And he was like, for Brendan. And he was like, we was like, oh, for your birthday, because his birthday was actually Monday. So his, well, Monday our time, like real time. So his birthday is the week of, yes, that's once again, November. So like his birthday. And so he's getting gifts and he's like, oh yeah, I got some, you know, some more gifts came. And we were like, for you? He was like, no, for Brendan. I mean, for my birthday, but for Brendan. So what? And he's like, don't worry, some more are coming next week. What do you mean some more? Sir, stop.
Yeah.
We had to have them take the Amazon or the Walmart, take it away. It was like every day and then all the way until Christmas. And we was like, don't worry, there's more coming.
Yeah, you're just like,
so that's the reason why when it comes to me getting like he had gifts up to age 4. There's still gifts at his house now that he's like, oh, now he's old enough to have these. We were like, you got these when he was 6 months. He doesn't have no, because my father-in-law is not good at buying gifts. That's my brother. My husband's understanding is that apparently when he became a grandfather, he actually got good at getting gifts because he's like my brother. That's the other reason that Brandon said he didn't believe in Santa, because he saw his father buy the gifts. They would go to Sears and like they're getting their gifts. You're getting some thermals. Like there is no wonderment. Like I see you buying the gifts.
I still to this day, I was just such a naive child. I still don't know where my parents hid their gifts. I don't know where they bought the gifts from. Like I was a child who was very much like, oh, like, you know, Santa's real because the wrapping paper is different. And like, and I would help my mom wrap presents, and nowhere in that whole pile of wrapping paper was the wrapping paper that Santa had. Like it was like, oh, that's different wrapping paper, which is why I decided I didn't want to do that, which is why Brendan and Ro and Stokely have the sacks that say they're from Santa, because I'm like, I can just throw this shit in there.
I appreciate it, because I just was like, yes, that's by far that is cute. Yes, by the way, that's just so y'all know what she's talking about is Sasha. Like she is starting traditions, like even with the little children, because like all of them have a Santa sack No, yes, and it has literally, it has their name on it.
And it's a sack. And
it is a full-fledged, like not a burlap, but whatever, canvas sack.
Yep, and it says that it's decorated. To them from Santa, from the North Pole. And I just put the gifts in it now.
Yes, at which point I want you to know, like, that when we say, like, when we're like, oh, this is from Aunt Sasha, we forget that the Santa part is on there.
they can't read yet.
Yes, they can't read yet, and it's fine. And the thing is that when it becomes from Santa, that's fine. Sasha is the Santa plug. That's fine. I don't mind. I will not raise a child who will ruin, like, you know, that cynical. I won't raise a cynical child.
Don't let your child.
I don't believe that just because we
Christmas
don't
for someone else.
Yeah, and that's it. I don't believe in just because we don't believe in doing all the Santa stuff does not mean that I will have my child. Like, I'm gonna do. There's certain things I will do, like the tooth fairy. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
Now that's right on the same par.
Like, why?
Why are you getting money?
What's the distinction?
Who the hell is going around collecting
Who's
teeth?
Stealing teeth.
Who is stealing teeth?
To me, that's creepier. I'm not going to lie.
They have serial killers who do that kind of stuff.
What is the fairy doing with said teeth?
Like, what are
do
you
they
doing
become
with
a collection? Is it a dryer?
Why are you happy with
necklace?
This? Why are you happy with this? Teeth don't
like, what
smell
is the origin
good.
Story?
The mouth
of
don't
said
smell
tooth
good
fairy.
In general.
Does
so why
anybody
are we
know? But does anybody know where the tooth fairy comes from? Like, what's her origin story? Why is she getting teeth? Yeah, why? Why are they getting teeth?
Why
are there multiple tooth fairies?
See, don't worry. While we're talking, I'm gonna have to find this out because I gotta.
Like, Santa has like a story, right? Like, he's
he came from a damn saint, so we understand where he comes from.
Yeah, but who decided? And that's the same thing like the Easter Bunny. Like, do you do the Easter Bunny?
No.
Do you do eggs basket?
We do egg baskets and we do an Easter egg hunt and we hide them around.
But the Easter
and we
bunny doesn't
eggs.
Leave anything?
Mm-mm.
No.
He takes a picture with the Easter bunny. He takes a picture with Santa every year. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Damn, Rona. We won't be able to do now that we, I'm sorry. Now you made me realize. See, I forget the things that we
but
did.
They are
doing.
They are doing now, I think, where you can like call Santa and like do a Zoom with Santa. And like,
I told you, so you remember the picture that we saw with Santa because we go to PG Mall with the only black Santa in this area. And you swore it was like, you was like, why is he crying? It's his grandfather.
I was like, no.
We were like, it is absolutely not. But then I looked at it and I said, no, he damn sure looks like my father-in-law.
He looked exactly.
It was not, though.
I was like, I don't understand why he's so upset.
He was like, why is he upset? That's his grandfather.
She
legitimately asked and her husband said the same thing.
I was like, I don't get it.
And I was like, no, it wasn't.
You should definitely, for our SIP squad, you should find that picture so we can post it for our SIP squad.
Because it's like, and the thing is like, so that is the only thing that I would do. And even though Brandon doesn't really do Santa stuff, that I did say we do participate in. So we do participate in visiting Santa, but we just haven't said what that's about.
Yeah.
And I don't think, and if he doesn't ask about it, like whatever. And I'm sure that now that he's in school, I'm waiting to see what they're getting ready to do for Thanksgiving. I mean, for Christmas, because for Thanksgiving, we still have the same culturally inappropriate things. You know, we made a headdress and talk about pilgrims and Native Americans, thinking they're not Indians. But I was just like, wow, we're making a headdress.
So I do think
this is so inappropriate.
That is one of the things that I plan on, I guess, doing as part of our traditions for any holiday. I still want it to be like meaningful, but actually giving like the reason behind things. So, because I saw a lot of posts for Thanksgiving about, oh, we're not celebrating Thanksgiving. Like, this land is stolen land and this is, you know, it's Indigenous People Day. Sure. For me, it was never about like, and I think for most black families, honestly, and brown families as well, it was never about we're celebrating like pilgrims and Indians. It was like, it's a day for food and we give thanks. Like, it's just a cold weather barbecue really is what we're doing.
I'm just going to let you know, you don't want to know the origin story.
What is it?
Tooth fairy.
What is it? It's a gruesome.
It's not gruesome, but it's damn sure creepy. Mm. It's exactly what we thought it was. Like, what are they doing with the teeth? Are they making like necklaces? Yes.
Oh.
So,
does she have a name?
But it's not a she. So I don't know where the fairy part came from, but Like the tradition is like a tooth fee, which was paid when children lost their first tooth. And then, like, you know, basically the award varied by their social status and everything. And during the Middle Ages, there were more superstitions. Like in England, children were instructed to burn their teeth because they would have to find, we wouldn't be able to find them in the afterlife. You know, the Vikings paid for children's teeth and they believed that it brought them good luck. So they would wear them in like battle. So yeah, the Tooth Fairy is far more creepy than Santa.
Definitely. Definitely. So if you're not going to do Santa, you can't do the Tooth Fairy. Like if your reasoning is because somebody's sneaking into my house, I need you to go look up the Tooth Fairy.
But also, just to let you know, but also they did say that the biggest thing about the Tooth Fairy is that it was like the ability to, it was the calming effect of like if you're getting ready, you have a loose tooth and you're trying to pull the tooth, it makes it easier to say, oh, you, it's just a story that comforted kids to let them pull it. So you think you can take your tooth and put it under the thing. And it's like, that's the reason that we do the Tooth Fairy. And that's what I thought. It's like, it's just an easier way to get children to like, you have a loose ass tooth. And anyone who remembers having a loose tooth, it'll be hanging on by a thread. And the children will just be like, no, you're like, but you have to put it under your pillow. Yeah. And they're like, so you can get all right, it gives them that little bit of courage. Yeah. Come on, yank it out. So that's really where we, that's the modern day connotation, but the historical, but also the historical of Santa. Don't say anything because, okay,
for any,
they're still over in like, what is it? The one with the slave.
In Denmark, in Holland. Yeah, they do. Holland. They do blackface there. Yes. And I think, like I said, for me, what I do plan on telling Stogley is the historical context around any holiday. Like, you know, for Thanksgiving, like, you know, we celebrate this because it's a day for us to be thankful for all of the things we have. Yeah. But this is not a happy day. Like, this day comes out of this, and this is what it means for Indigenous people. This is what, you know, the history really is. Like, you know, the same thing with the whole...
saw this post about Thanksgiving, or more so, like, I saw this post. One of my friends posted about Thanksgiving, and I loved it. And it was like, for people of color, for BIPOC, this is a day of rest. This is a day of family. This is a day of food and being thankful. Yeah. And it's a day of thankful. It is nothing to do with anything else. It's never been like, it's just like Christopher Columbus. We're not celebrating Christopher Columbus, but I'm taking the day off.
Yeah, it's never.
Give me the holiday.
I think for most people of color, it's never been about, oh, like the pilgrims and the Indians. It's like, no, like it's a day to give thanks and be thankful.
It's a day to be thankful. And if y'all giving us the day off, we're going to take it. It's not like we're getting ready to like work on this day. And also a lot of us have to.
I also plan on telling Stokely, like, you're going to hear a lot of people and you're going to learn it in church and probably whatever Catholic school that you go to, that they're going to say this is Jesus's birthday. And I'll be like, mijo, I love you, but that's not Jesus's birthday. Jesus was born in the spring. He was born.
Or the summer. I mean, I knew it was warm outside.
He was born during the March, like, equinox. I'm almost positive.
I couldn't remember whether it was March equinox or the summer.
It was the spring equinox is when he was born. The point is. And for Don't Come For Me when y'all listen to the episode, because if you actually, like, take theology and, like, study the Bible and whatnot, the way that the stars...
You went to Catholic school. I'm just going to trust. But I always knew that.
Literally, the way that the stars were in the sky, the fact that they were herding sheep, which is not something that would have been done, the things that they were doing,
the fact that there were shepherds out, the fact that the things were out, and the animals were like in the birth time. Yes. Like it does not.
And the only reason why we celebrated
it was tax season, and they don't do taxes. Tax wasn't in the winter.
And the only reason why we celebrated on Christmas is because Christmas originally, before Christmas, was a pagan holiday.
Yep.
And back in Roman days, they wanted to get all of these pagan folks to start celebrating Christmas and start celebrating Jesus. And so
we stopped celebrating Saturnalia.
Yes.
And they was like, well, you can celebrate Jesus Saturnalia, but this is also Jesus' birthday.
Yep. So
I love Adam Ruins Everything. Anyone who doesn't know, look at Adam Ruins Everything because it talks about it.
Factually.
I love Adam Ruins Everything, but that's where you learn a lot. And it is true. Like, he fact check all that stuff.
And again, the same way that I will not have my child ruin Christmas for anyone when it comes to Santa, I'm also not going to have my child be the pompous ass who's like, oh, it's not really Jesus's birthday. But I'll let him know, like, I'll tell him the truth. Mm-hmm. But I also say, like, we're not gonna fault people for celebrating the way that they celebrate. My nephew
was the pompous kid who, like, told he was the pompous kid who at three told the other kids, that's not Elmo. because it was a grunt person who was, you know how they say, it's Elmo. And he turned and I was like, I don't know where he got it. He said, that's not Elmo. Elmo's three. That's a man in an Elmo suit. And I was like, God damn. I mean, and I said, I'm not mad at him because he's three. He knows what the fuck a 3-year old is.
He worked it out himself.
I was like, I'm not going to ever be upset at like your own deductive reasoning. Yep. When he's just like, so you just
3-year olds are my size, and this is like,
so you mean tell me this big ass? So yeah, so you err on the side of not being so pompous that, you know, like, yes, know the truth, but just because you know the truth doesn't mean that you have to share your truth with everyone. Yeah. Because I think that's where it comes to. Everyone has different truths, and it's okay for your family to have a different one. But if you're like, also just be aware, if you go around to other people's family, know what their truth is, because your child
is
gonna
come
back.
In their house. That's what you're doing in their house.
So in their house, and if you go around someone's house and they're like, is Santa coming out?
It's perfectly okay to say and to tell your kids, oh, well, that's how they do it there. They celebrate a little differently than we do. Because that's going to come into play with anything. Like, we're talking about Christmas because that's what we celebrate. But it's the same with Hanukkah. I grew up watching the Rugrats
and learning about Hanukkah. I also do want to celebrate, like, a little bit of Kwanzaa. We do recognize Kwanzaa. In our household,
Cyrus
I can...
He posts the all of
yeah every day
yeah
yes. So that's something that I do believe, and I think that comes from the fact that his family did grow up a lot more Afrocentric based and everything. So I could see us as we get older doing something around that more along with Christmas. So I'm okay with that because I believe that those principles and everything. My mom, she did a lot with that. So my mom puts up a nativity scene. That's another thing that she does. She does put up gets
the little one,
like wooden ones or like the, she likes different ones. So that's something that I actually could get her, is a beautiful nativity scene, because she loves those. So those are the things we do. But
essentially make your own family traditions and don't ruin it for others.
I mean, like, pretty much.
That's pretty
like
much
everyone is like, that's our takeaways. That's our takeaways. Do everybody does stuff. It different, and there's no judgment. Whatever
do you.
So if you are an elf on the shelfer, you go. I don't have that kind of creativity. I don't have that creativity, that patience, nor like
Brie
that.
Does it for her kids, and they.
Oh, there's a few people I know who do
it,
and I'm like
all out with it.
One of my friends, like, they showed their pictures from like the years past. I'm like,
I just feel like you always have to one up yourself. Like,
you exactly, because I'm like,
like, what if the elf just wants to chill?
Like, they have whole scenes. Like, I saw
one. Pinterest is a gold mine for Elf on the Shelf, if y'all are wondering, because there's definitely one. If you are a lazy parent, it's like, oh, the elf broke his leg. He can't move for like 2 weeks.
I saw one that was like, the elf is in Rona. Like, it was like, this is the easiest one. The elf is in quarantine.
Definitely. So we would love to hear about your family traditions and what you guys do to celebrate the holidays. I love seeing how other people celebrate. I think it's so
I do. Now that is what I would say. People's.
Yeah, I just
like, no matter how it goes, whether I do it or not, even if it's something that I'm like, I would never. I think that I still revel in like, oh my gosh, that is so cute.
I will say too. Because of course this is the season of Rona as well. I understand on a personal level what it means to celebrate the holidays if you have lost someone. And I know that there are a lot of people this year, especially, who may have lost family or friends and who maybe didn't get to be with them or say bye to them. And, you know, it makes the holiday season a little bit hard. And I just want y'all to know, I understand completely. I'm not going to lie and say that it gets better. Because whenever a person leaves us, it always leaves a place in our heart that doesn't get filled quite the same way. But you will learn to be able to celebrate the season in a different way. And you will find joy in it at some point again, just a little bit differently than you did before. So I want to just recognize that I know that there are a lot of people out there who are probably hurting this holiday season, and my heart is with y'all. I understand wholeheartedly and completely. So we do want to hear about your holiday traditions. Let us know. You've heard us.
What you like to do? What are you planning to do? What do you hope to do?
Yes.
In the what did you have hopes up. To do that you realize you don't need to do anymore?
You've heard us talk a little bit about the Sip Squad and our Vino Corner. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast if you want to be a member of our Sip Squad. Lord Jesus. For as little as $3 a month, which is less than the price of your Starbucks coffee, you can join our Sip Squad. You get a whole bunch of benefits. You'll get shouted out during our episodes or our Instagram lives. You get to vote on the wine that we drink. You get a lot of behind the scenes. You'll get to actually see all of our episodes that we do. We record most of them via Zoom, and so you'll get to watch them instead of just hearing them. Yeah. You'll also hear things like extended wine conversations and
us shooting the breeze
and like us just bullshitting. So all of that is at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. You can also rate and review the show and make sure that you subscribe on all of your major podcast platforms. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, Pandora, iHeartRadio, all of that good stuff. You can find us on there. Make sure that you do rate and review the episode. It does help us get found by new listeners, and we always appreciate the love and support. Because it is the day before Christmas Eve, if you are listening to this when it comes out, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to those who celebrate. If you celebrated Hanukkah, that was a couple weeks ago. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Celebrate Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. All of happy holidays in this joyous holiday season.
We know a happy new year soon.
And a happy new year. We know that it can't be like it's been in the past. Mm-hmm. But if you are able to listen to this, then you have some small joy in your life because you made it out of bed in the morning.
So we
hope y'all enjoy y'all Christmas. Merry Christmas. Have a
Merry Christmas. Have yourself a very merry glass of wine.
Yes, have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.